If you have your Bibles, Acts chapter 17, we're going to start around verse 16.
Takže začneme skutky apoštolov, kapitola 17, verš 16.
And basically today I want to we're going to continue on this journey with Paul.
Vlastne budeme pokračovať v tých cestách Pavlovi.
And I want us to use one verse as kind of a foundation for this week's teaching and also next week's.
A vlastne chcem použiť jeden verš ako základný, ktorý bude základom kazania tohto týždňa.
And it's in verse 28 of this chapter.
A je to vlastne verš 28 tejto kapitoly.
It's part of a preaching that Paul is giving.
A je to vlastne taká jedna časť toho kázania, ktoré mal Pavel.
And it's a verse that for some reason always kind of echoes in my mind. It's something that's always with me.
A vlastne tento verš je stále tak v mojej mysli, ako také echo sa mi to tam oznieva.
It's like one of my favorites. It says, "For in him, in God, we live and we move and we have our being."
Pretože v ňom žijeme sa a sme.
And for me, this just kind of sums up what the life with God is.
A vlastne pre mňa to znamená, že čo to vlastne život s Ježišom je.
It's living life with him.
Je to vlastne, aby sme žili ten život s ním.
It's moving forward with him.
Je to ten náš pohyb s ním, hýbanie sa s ním.
You know, it is having our being, our very existence wrapped up in him.
A je to, že vlastne sme, že existujeme. Tak to je, že sme s ním.
You know, our identity is wrapped up in him.
Naša identita je vlastne v ňom zabalená.
And that should be the Christian life.
A to je vlastne život kresťana.
You know, at least that's what it is. That's how I understand it.
Takže to je vlastne ako ja tomu rozumiem.
And we're going to see in this week and next week what happens when we live like that.
A vlastne tento týždeň aj budúci týždeň uvidíme, čo to znamená žiť takýto život.
When we live with God, when we move with God, when we identify with God.
Keď žijeme s Bohom, keď sa s ním hýbeme, keď sa s ním stotožníme.
Lots of things happen, but one thing I think should happen.
Veľa vecí sa stane, alebo by sa môže stať.
Is that our hearts will begin to kind of beat in tune with the heart of God.
Keď naše srdcia vlastne začnú byť v jednote s srdcom Pána Ježiša.
I think we will be shaped to be more like King David.
A vlastne budeme taký ako vymodelovaní a staneme sa viacej podobní ako bol kráľ Dávid.
You read through the Psalms and he's a guy who identified with God.
A vlastne, keď čítame žalmy, tak si môžeme uvedomiť, že to bol chlapík, ktorý sa tak úplne stotožnil s Bohom.
He's one who lived with God.
Ktorý žil s Bohom.
He moved forward with the things of God.
Ktorý sa hýbal, ktorý napredoval svojim životom len podľa tých vecí, ktoré mu ukázal Boh.
And he's described as a man after God's own heart.
A on bol aj opísaný ako človek, ktorý bol podľa Božieho srdca.
You know, if God's heart beat for something or for someone, David would have the same thing.
Takže vlastne David veci, ako mal Pán Boh na srdci.
Now we know David wasn't perfect. He's like us.
Ale vieme aj to, že David bol taký istý, nedokonalý, ako sme aj my.
But we can say the general course of his life was that he loved things that God loved.
Ale keď si zoberieme ten základný pohyb alebo smer jeho života, tak vlastne sa hýbal tým smerom, ako sa hýbal Boh a miloval Boha.
And the apostle Paul is like that as well.
A apoštol Pavel je vlastne taký istý.
He loves Jesus.
On miluje Ježiša.
His identity is in Jesus.
Jeho totožnosť je v Ježišovi.
He lives with Jesus.
On žije s Ježišom.
He literally moves with Jesus. Jesus is moving him through the Mediterranean.
On doslovne sa vlastne hýbe s Ježišom a Ježiš ho posúva po tej stredozemnom oblasti.
And we're going to see that his heart is going to beat for the things that Jesus' heart beats for.
A vlastne uvidíme aj to, že jeho srdce bije pre tie isté veci, ako bije srdce Pána Ježiša.
And last week we saw that he was in this town of Berea and the Lord is doing an amazing work there.
A minulý týždeň sme videli, ako bol v meste Berei a ako tam robí Ježiš úžasné veci.
And as usual, whenever that happens, Paul gets kicked out of the city.
For whatever reason. Keď sa toto všetko stane, tak Pavel bol vykopnutý z mesta, vyhnaný.
Right, and it's partly that there's this opposition.
Je to normálne, lebo vznikla tam nejaká opozícia.
But maybe God was using it just to push Paul further and deeper into the things.
Ale je to aj možné, že Boh vlastne celú túto situáciu použil na to, aby Pavla posunul dopredu.
So the believers in Berea send him by a ship to Athens.
Takže vlastne on ho posiela loďou do Aten.
And so they're up in Berea up on the top and they go down to Athens down in the south.
Aha, keď sa pozriete, vlastne išiel z Berei dole do Aten.
And Paul is there and he's waiting for his buddies Silas and Timothy to come.
A vlastne Pavol tam ide a čaká tam na jeho spolubojovníkov, Timotea a Silasa.
And so he's in the ancient city of Athens. You can't see it so well because it's live projected.
V tomto starobylom meste Ateny.
Who's been to Athens before?
Kto bol v Atenách? Z vás?
You gotta go. Okay, good. Next year, all right. I was there last year around this time. It's an amazing city.
Bol som tam minulý rok, približne v tomto období, je to úžasné mesto.
And it was even more amazing back in the time when Paul was there.
Určite bolo ešte úžasnejšie mesto v tej dobe, keď tam bol Pavel.
I mean, Athens was like, let's say, one of the world capitals for art and literature.
A Ateny v tej dobe vlastne bolo ako keby takým hlavným mestom umenia, literatúry,
architecture, philosophy, the sciences,
vedy.
It was like the most advanced, most artistic city in the world.
Vlastne bolo to také najúžasnejšie mesto v tej dobe vo svete, najvyspelejšie, či už architektonicky alebo kultúrne.
And at the top of the highest point in Athens, they had the Acropolis and the Parthenon.
A vlastne nad mestom sa týčila Akropola.
And at the top, you see here, there's a statue. It was the statue of Athena. Athena.
Na vrchu je vlastne socha Ateny.
And she was the goddess of wisdom.
A ona bola bohyňou, ale bohyňou múdrosti.
And intelligence and just
and
all those kind of things.
A všetkých týchto spojených vecí.
And she was at the highest point of the city, the highest thing in the city.
A ona vlastne sa týčila na tom najvrchnejšom vrchole tohto mesta.
You know, that's what this city was about. It was about being the smartest and the best and the most influential.
A vlastne celé mesto bolo týmto, aby bolo najmudrejším, najvplyvnejším, najdokonalejším.
And Paul lands in Athens.
A Paul pristáva do týchto Aten.
And we're going to see, we're going to read verse 16 together and we'll read in Slovak.
Prečítame si verš 16 spolu. A kým ich Pavel čakal v Atenách, rozniescoval sa v ňom jeho duch, keď videl, že je mesto plné modiel.
Okay, we see that Paul's there, he's waiting in this city, in this great city.
Takže vlastne my vidíme, že v tomto úžasnom meste Pavel čaká.
He's waiting for Timothy and Silas.
On čaká na Silasa.
He's not necessarily on a mission.
Nie je úplne nevyhnutne v tej misijnej práci.
You know, it wasn't on his game plan or his itinerary to go to Athens.
Že to nebol asi taký jeho plán alebo itinerár, že má ísť do tých Aten.
You know, there was a problem in Berea. He had to get out of town quick. They sent him to Athens. There was a problem in Berea, so he had to quickly, it was like the escape plan to Athens.
Že to vyzeralo ako keby to bol taký unikový plán, že mal uniknúť do tých Aten.
You know, it wasn't necessarily the next stop on the itinerary.
Nebol to nevyhnutný ďalší krok tej jeho púte alebo misie.
You know, but Paul's this guy who lives and moves and has his being in Jesus.
Ale Pavel, ako sme sme si povedali, bol tým človekom, ktorý žil, bol a hýbal sa s Pánom Ježišom.
And if we're like him, we'll realize that there is no such thing as a spiritual vacation.
Ako vidíme, vlastne to nebol nejaký taký duchovný oddych alebo prázdniny, hej?
There is no just waiting around doing nothing.
To nebolo len také, že čakám a nič nerobím, oddychujem.
If you're a Christian, you're always on mission.
Keď sme kresťania, my sme stále na misii, hej?
I don't know what you imagine missions or missionaries.
Ako si vy predstavujete tú misiu alebo misionárov?
Maybe you imagine someone like in the jungles of Africa or...
Tak predstavujeme tých misionárov, že pôjdeme niekde do tej džungle, do Afriky.
You know, like Indiana Jones or, you know, he's got a hat and he's kind of cut branches to get to the remote village.
Budeme tam niekde odsekávať nejaké také konáriky, že aby sme sa dostali dovnútra.
You know, or someone who's in Southeast, like in the Philippines with orphans or...
Like my Sirotam.
Now those are missionaries.
And those are missionaries.
You know, but Alberto's a missionary.
Alberto is a missionary.
And he doesn't go through the jungle. Well, some he did when he was a kid, right? He's out of the jungle, right? The jungles of Brazil, right? But this is how I understand mission, real simple.
Ale takto ja rozumiem misijnej práci, úplne jednoducho.
This is how Peter defines mission.
Tak ako Peter definuje misiu.
It's to be engaged or involved in.
Byť vtiahnutý do toho, byť s tým až takzvané, tak zviazaný ako zasnúbený.
Declaring the praises of God.
Vlastne prehlasujúc a chváliac Boha.
Who's called you out of darkness.
Ktorý ťa vyviedol a zachránil z temnoty
into his wonderful light.
Do jeho prenádherného svetla.
That's it.
A to je celá misia.
Each and every one of us are missionaries.
Čiže každý jeden z nás je misionár.
We've all been ripped out of the darkness of sin and brought into relationship in the light with him.
Každý jeden z nás sme boli vytrhnutí z temnoty hriechu a donesení do jeho úžasného svetla.
We have something to talk about.
My máme o čom rozprávať.
We have something to share.
My máme sa o čom zdieľať.
And there's no such thing as just waiting around or time off.
Takže my vlastne nemáme nejaký tú možnosť iba čakať.
There's this great story about this and it's in Mark chapter 6.
A je úžasný príbeh o tomto v Markovi, 6. kapitola.
Jesus with his boys, his disciples, and they've been doing a lot of ministry.
Ježiš s jeho učeníkmi vlastne vykonávajú veľa tej práce, tej služobnej.
And it's been a long day.
A bol dlhý deň.
It's getting towards evening.
Už sa schyluje k večeru.
And I forget one of the disciples, I forget which one, comes up to Jesus, said, "Can you send these people home?"
A jeden z týchto učeníkov, neviem, ktorý to presne bol, prišiel k Ježišovi a hovorí, proste, mohol by už si poslať.
It's getting around dinner time. Can you send them away? You know, and he's sounding like really like religious or nice, like, oh, send them home to eat, you know?
A on strašne znie ako veľmi náboženský túto chvíľu, lebo im hovorí, že tak ich už pošli domov na večeru.
You know, he's probably thinking, I'm starving. Can we get out of here? Come on, we did our ministry, let's move on. It's time to go to Divnianko, okay? To the restaurant, you know? You know, we're done, we did our thing, we did our time. And Jesus turns to his disciples and says, "You feed these people."
A Ježiš sa obrátil tým učeníkom a hovorí, ty vynakrmte týchto ľudí.
And he says, well, but there's thousands of them.
Ale tu sú tisíce.
And we got nothing.
A my nemáme nič.
And it says, Jesus looked at these people.
A Ježiš sa pozrel na týchto ľudí.
And he said he had compassion on them.
A hovorí, majte s nimi súcit.
And you know the story. Jesus will take the little that they had. And he will feed these people physically, but also spiritually.
A určite poznáte, že to príbeh, že Ježiš začal krmiť týchto ľudí, sýtiť ich nielen fyzicky, ale aj duchovne, duševne.
Because really, when there's an opportunity, there is no waiting, there is no time off.
Lebo vlastne, keď je príležitosť, tak nie je čas čakať.
There's no spiritual retirement either.
Neexistuje duchovný dôchodok.
I met a guy who was in ministry probably most of his adult life.
Stretol som nejakého chlapika, ktorý bol v službe prevažnú časť svojho života.
And he was an elder in a church I was serving in.
Bol starší v nejakom zbore.
And I was a great guy, but I was kind of shocked or disappointed by him.
Bol to úžasný človek, ale bol som trochu šokovaný tým.
Because he had so much experience and he'd done so much with the Lord.
Pretože on mal také množstvo skúseností a tak veľa pre Boha urobil.
And he was getting to the time of his retirement.
A on sa tešil na to, že už bude končiť do dôchodku.
And he said, I'm just going to retire. I said, well, you're not going to be like involved in church ministry or anything like that?
A ďalej už nebudeš ako vťahnutý do tých cirkevných záležitostí a služobností?
No, I'm just going to work around my house and hang out with my family.
No, nie, 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 nie.
And I was thinking, man, I mean, have a good time, but like, what a waste.
A ja som na tým rozmýšľal, OK, no to je super nápad, budeš mať dobrý čas, ale nie je to taká škoda.
You know, that you have so, God has gifted this man with so many things to pass on to the next generation, but he's not willing to do that.
Pretože Boh tak veľmi mohutne požehnal tohto človeka, aby mohol on zase požehnať ďalšie generácie, ale on to nebol ochotný robiť.
I have another friend who's in his 70s. His name is Neil.
A ja mám ďalšieho priateľa, ktorý sa volá Neil a má okolo 70 rokov.
Neil and his wife Yvonne Parolo.
Yvonne. Neil a jeho žena Iva.
And they are in their they're in their 70s.
Oni sú okolo tých 70 rokov.
And 6 months out of the year, they're traveling all over the world telling people about Jesus.
A 6 mesiacov, pred 6 mesiacmi vlastne začali cestovať po svete. 6 mesiacov v roku. Cestujú po celom svete a hovoria, zvestujú ľuďom Pána Ježiša.
And the other 6 months, they're doing that in the States.
A ďalšie 6 mesiacov vlastne pracujú v Spojených štátoch.
All they do is go around and tell people about Jesus.
Takže vlastne celý rok zvestujú ľuďom Pána Ježiša.
And they are such an inspiration.
A je to strašná inšpirácia.
Because I was like, if I'm going to get old and die, I want to do it like them.
Keď budem vlastne taký starý ako on, tak budem robiť to isté.
I want to be as passionate about Jesus as they are.
Budem, teda chcem mať to isté zanietenie pre Ježiša, ako oni majú.
Because they want to serve Jesus to their dying breath.
Oni vlastne do posledného výdychu chcú slúžiť Pánovi Ježišovi.
They know there's no waiting around. They're always on mission.
Oni to veľmi dobre vedia, že neexistuje nejaký oddych, nejaké čakanie misijnej práci.
Because they live and they move and they have their being in Jesus.
Pretože oni žijú, hýbu sa a sú v Pánovi Ježišovi.
So you may not be looking for a mission, but mission is looking for you.
Možno očakávate to.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to go into it right now, but when last year when I was in Turkey in Istanbul.
Aha, minulý rok, keď som bol v Turecku, v Istambule.
You know, I was just going for vacation.
Ja som tam išiel iba tak na dovolenku.
You know, that was my mission, to go on vacation, have a good time.
Misia ísť na dovolenku.
You know, I was going to get some sun, look around. Check out the sights.
But the
Lord opened so many opportunities. And we'd be foolish not to walk through those things. So let's get back to Paul. So he's in the city, he's waiting around.
Takže vlastne vrátime sa späť. Pavel je v tom meste.
And it says that in his spirit he's provoked or he's distressed.
Ale je tam napísané, že vlastne rozhorľoval sa v ňom jeho duch.
Because he sees that this city is full of idols.
Pretože videl, že toto mesto je plné idolov.
Because he lives and moves and has his being in Jesus, he can also see the things that Jesus sees.
Pretože on bol, hýbal sa a vlastne žil v Ježišovi a vlastne videl tie isté veci ako Pán Ježiš.
He saw the spiritual state of this city.
A vlastne on videl, čo je ten duchovný stav toho mesta.
And his heart is broken.
A jeho srdce bolo zlomené.
It's distressed.
A bol hrozne taký vystresovaný.
Because it's full of idols.
Že tam bol hrozne veľa modiel.
There was a Roman traveler around the time of, a little bit after the time of Paul. There was a traveler, yeah. Yeah. Who's has this very famous quote about Athens.
Ktorý napísal nejaký taký alebo nejaký známy výrok o Atenách.
He says it's easier to find a god than a man in Athens.
Aha, že Atenách môžete skôr nájsť nejakého boha ako človeka.
It's easier to find a god than a man in Athens.
Takže môžete ľahšie tam stretnúť boha.
Because there
nejakého, než človeka.
Because there are idols everywhere.
Takže sú tam všade modly.
Here are some images of what some of those idols could have looked like.
A tu nám vlastne máte obrázky, ako niektoré z týchto modiel, z tých bohov, vyzerali.
I'll just give you one little historical side note. It has nothing to do with this Bible study.
Tu nič nemá do činenia s biblickým štúdiom, ale...
Yeah, you've seen all these Greek statues or Roman statues. Maybe you've seen them before in pictures.
Videli ste niekedy taký veľký rímsky stôl?
And they're usually white marble, right? They're usually white stone.
Väčšinou je to nejaký bielý kamen, mramor.
Do you know, in reality, they used to be painted these really wild, bright colors, actually.
Bol vymalovaný veľmi žiarivými, jasnými farbami.
You just leave them outside for a few thousand years and this is what happens to them.
A vlastne to bolo tu pár tisíc ročí naspäť.
Anyways, this city was full of idols, these physical connection points to the gods that they served.
A vlastne toto mesto bolo plné tých modiel a to ukazovalo na tú situáciu, v ktorej sa to mesto nachádzalo.
You know, these points of worship.
Vlastne to ich uctievanie.
You know, worship just meaning giving the ultimate glory or ultimate value to something.
Bolo vlastne absolútne uctievanie niečoho, vzdávanie modloslúžby.
And if spirituality was like a like food?
A keď tá, keď to bolo ako potrava, ako jedlo?
Yeah, like food, like food, yeah. Athens would be like a big wild party feast.
A keď si to predstavíme teda ako jedlo, tak vlastne tieto Ateny, to bola jedna úžasná veľkolepá hostina.
They had all sorts of worship experience options.
Oni tam mali veľa príležitostí na to, ako uctievať, koho uctievať.
They had gods for everything.
Mali bohov pre všetko.
Anything you were into, you could find.
Čokoľvek by ste chceli, to ste tam mohli nájsť.
And I put a couple up on the board here.
A tu nám vlastne to môžete vidieť.
So if you like wine, that's your thing. And that's where you put your ultimate value into drinking alcohol. You know, go to the temple of Bacchus, because that's where you're going to find the wine flowing. You know, you're going to find other people who love Bacchus as well, and we worship by drinking way too much, okay?
Takže vlastne môžeme sa spojiť s inými ľuďmi, ktorí tiež radi pijú a môžeme dávať ďaku a chválu a neviem čo všetko možné úctu Bacchusovi.
If your thing is sex in all imaginable forms, go to Eros or Eros.
Ak chcete úctievať sex, tak choďte k Erosovi.
If you're into money, you can go to Plutus.
Keď chcete sa kláňať peniazom, tak choďte do tomu bohovi Plutusovi.
If you're into beauty and youth, you can go to Aphrodite.
Keď sa chcete kláňať kráse, máte vonkajšiemu sladu, choďte k Afrodite.
If you're really smart, you like wisdom, you can go to Athena up on the Parthenon.
Keď sa chcete uctievať múdrosť a rozum, tak choďte k Athene.
There were literally hundreds and hundreds of gods and there were hundreds and hundreds of temples where you could worship the god that you liked.
Takže vlastne naozaj boli tam stovky a stovky bohov aj chrámov a mohli ste uctievať čo ste len.
Had something for everyone.
Oni mali, na všetko mali niekoho.
A god for all occasions.
Mali boha na každú jednu príležitosť.
And then I was just thinking, like here in Bratislava, do we have idols? Do we have things like that?
No, ja mysleli, či tiež máme takýchto bohov, takéto modly?
We don't necessarily have them like this, right?
Nemáme práve takéto, ako vidíme na tomto obrázku.
But do we have events or locations, places that are really that contact place of worship?
Ale vlastne tými našimi modlami môžu byť nejaké príležitosti, môžu byť nejaké miesta, môže to byť čokoľvek.
You know, experiences where, that we can have in our city,
ktoré máme s nejakým mestom.
Where we give our ultimate worth to something that is not God.
Kedy my dávame tú našu pozornosť, alebo
hodnotu.
Hodnotu niečo.
Čo nie je Boh.
I think we have these places. I'm not going to name them all.
Ja myslím, že máme takéto miesta, a nebudem ich menovať.
But my question for myself and for you guys.
Ale otázka pre mňa samotného aj pre vás.
Are we like Paul?
Sme ako Pavel.
Does it bother us?
Nejakým spôsobom nás to znervozňuje?
You know,
to mrzí?
Do we just get used to it?
Alebo sme na to len zvyknutí?
Or does it break our heart?
Alebo nám to láme srdce?
Does it stir us up? Because it stirred Paul up, and we see it in verse
17.
And it says, so he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the God-fearing Greeks, as well as in the marketplace, day by day, with those who happened to be there. And then the first part of 18, and a group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to dispute with him.
Hovoril tedy v synagóge so Židmi i s bohabojnými inokmenci i na tržisku každý deň s tými, ktorí sa tá práve nahodili. A ešte začiatok 18. verša. A dali sa s ním do hádky a niektorí z epikurejských a stoických filozofov múdrcov.
So Paul, he has this experience, his heart is breaking.
Takže jeho srdce bolo zlomené, Pavlovo srdce bolo zlomené.
And he didn't get pious or religious.
Vlastne on sa nestal nejakým náboženským.
And said, I'm better than all of you and I don't want to be a part of this, I'm going to go.
Ostatní, ako zobral túto pozíciu náboženského človeka, kedy by tých ostatných odsúdil, že yeah. Som lepší ako vy.
I'm going to go to my hotel room and just kind of isolate myself until Timothy and Saul, Silas get here.
Ja pôjdem do svojej hotelovej izby, tam si počkám na Timotea.
Or he didn't do the other thing where he started pointing fingers and saying, wicked pagans.
Ale neurobil ani tú druhú vec, nešiel a nezačal ukazovať prstom na tých ľudí a nepovedal im, o, vy prevrátení pohania.
You know, you worshippers of Bacchus, you worshippers of Eros.
Vy tu na vlastne uctievate Bacchusa a Erosa.
Says, no, he says he reasoned.
Ale on sa zhováral.
He spoke about Jesus.
On hovoril o Ježišovi.
And this word reason in the Greek is basically just to exchange ideas.
On vlastne chcel si vymeniť tie skúsenosti, tie myšlienky.
And Paul does this because this is what God does.
A Boh to urobil. Pavel to urobil práve preto, že takto jedná aj Boh.
Do you realize that God wants a reason with us?
A čo si myslíte, chce Boh vlastne sa s nami zhovárať?
There's this great verse, it's Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18.
Je úžasný verš, Izajašovi 1, verš 18.
And it's God speaking.
Tam hovorí Boh.
He says, come now, let's reason together.
Poďme a zhovárajme sa.
He says, though your sins be as scarlet.
A vaše hriechy, napriek tomu, že sú také ako červec, dvakrát farbený.
Okay. They will be as white as snow.
Oni budú také biele ako sneh.
Though they're red as crimson, or just really red. Okay.
Napriek tomu, že sú naozaj červené.
They're going to be as white as wool, or lambs fur.
Budú také úžasne biele ako ovčia vlna.
God says, let's reason, let's talk about it, let's talk it through.
Tak poďme, hovorme o tom, poďme a zhovárajme sa.
Let's exchange opinions.
Poďme a vymeňme si tie názory, skúsenosti.
You know, your sins are visible.
Vaše hriechy sú viditeľné.
But I'm gonna change that as we reason together.
Ale poďme a zhovárajme sa.
You're gonna be as white as snow.
Aby sa oni mohli stať takými bielými ako sneh.
And what caught my interest is where did Paul preach? Where did he reason? Where did he speak about Jesus?
A kde Paul vlastne hovoril o Ježišovi, kde sa zhováral?
And we see that he reasoned in the synagogue.
A my vidíme, že hovoril o nich, že sa zhováral o nich v synagógach.
He reasoned with those who were religiously ready.
A rozprával s tými, ktorí boli nábožensky hotoví.
We have people like that in Slovakia, right?
A my máme takýchto ľudí na Slovensku, však?
People who might come and sit in a church week after week after week, but may not know Jesus.
Ľudí, ktorí chodia týždeň po týždni, týždeň po týždni do cirkvi, sadajú si tam znova a znova, ale nenachádzajú tam Ježiša.
They're religiously ready, but they still need to hear the gospel.
Oni sú síce nábožensky pripravení, ale stále potrebujú evangelium.
It says there was God-fearing Greeks there, so there were these spiritual seekers.
A takisto vlastne aj títo Gréci, to boli ľudia, ktorí duchovne hľadali, to boli duchovní hľadači.
People who were coming to the synagogue trying to figure out who is this God that has been spoken.
Ktorí prichádzali do synagógy, aby zistili, kto je Boh.
But there's another place that he goes to, and it's the first time it's mentioned here in Acts.
Ale ešte je to iné miesto, ktoré je tu vlastne zmienené.
And it says he goes to the marketplace.
A je tu napísané, že išiel aj na tržisko.
He goes there day by day.
Chodil tam deň čo deň.
Speaking with whoever happens to be there.
A rozprával s tými, ktorí tam práve prišli. Náhodou, hej?
Now the marketplace in Greece or in Athens was called the Agora.
Aha, a ten to market, to tržište v Atenách sa volalo Agora.
Agora, yeah. And it is still there, kind of. The ruins are there.
Aha, a toto miesto vlastne ešte sa tam stále nachádza, sice už ako ruiny, ale môžeme ho tam vidieť.
And it is a huge piece of space.
A je to úžasný priestor.
You know, it's massive.
Je to veľké, obrovské.
And you can't really see it, but this is how it would have looked like during Paul's time. Lots of buildings and big open spaces.
Mm-hmm, takže na tomto obrázku vlastne si môžete pozrieť a predstaviť si, že ako to počas Pavlových čias vyzeralo.
Now, when we think of a marketplace, we think of something like, you know, Tržnica or something like Miletičová.
Keď rozmýšľame nad tržnicou, tak si predstavíme Miletičku, niečo nám známe.
You know, we're thinking they're selling tomatoes and cucumbers and things like this, right?
Takže tam predávajú paradajky, uhorky alebo veci tomu podobné.
Now they were selling that kind of stuff there too.
Že vlastne nejaké.
They were also selling that. But they're also selling other things.
Čiže predávajú nejaké.
Because this was not just a marketplace of goods, but a marketplace of ideas.
Ale takisto vlastne nebolo to iba tržište tovaru, ale bolo to aj tržište myšlienok, názorov.
Many of these buildings that were part of the marketplace are temples.
Veľa týchto budov, ktoré vidíme vlastne na tomto tržišti, sú vlastne chrámy.
They're places of worship.
Sú to miesta uctievania.
And other buildings are schools or kind of like schools.
Mm-hmm. A niektoré z týchto budov sú vlastne školy.
Schools of different philosophies or different ways of doing life.
Školy rôznych filozofií, rôznych spôsobov ako žiť.
You know, places where people got together and talked about life and how to do life.
Vlastne sú to miesta, kde sa ľudia stretávali a rozprávali, ako žiť, akým spôsobom, akou cestou sa vybrať.
Where they get together maybe over a cup of coffee and just chat about how to do life and where they're going and, you know, what's real and what's not real and all these things.
Si dali kafičko, sadli si tam, začali klabosiť o tom, ako žiť, ako nežiť, čo je dobre, čo je zle.
You know, it was a perfect place for Paul to go.
A bolo to úžasné miesto, úplne to najlepšie, najperfektnejšie, kde vlastne Pavel mohol ísť.
And I was just thinking, what is our synagogue here in Bratislava?
A ja som rozmýšľal nad tým, čo je tou našou synagogou tu v Bratislave.
You know, where are we going to find people who are religiously ready but don't know Jesus?
Kde my môžeme nájsť ľudí, síce vlastne tých religiózne pripravených, ale nestretli ešte Ježiša? Kde ich môžeme nájsť?
You know, where's our agora?
Kde je naša agora? Kde je naše tržište?
Where's
our agora?
Agora. Where's our place where people come together to talk about the big things of life?
Kde je to miesto v Bratislave, kde ľudia sa stretávajú a rozprávajú o veľkých veciach života?
You know, I mean, you can probably have your own answers, but as I walk in the downtown, like around after work time, I see all sorts of people and the cafes are filled and people are just talking and reviewing life.
A vlastne ja tak po práci zvyknem chodiť do starého mesta a pozerám na tých ľudí, ako si tam pri káve vymieňajú rôzne názory o živote.
What a great place to maybe go do some ministry, huh? You know, just get a table and invite people to come talk with you about the things of life. And we see Paul engages there in the marketplace.
A vlastne vidíme, že Pavol išiel a išiel na toto tržište.
With the gospel.
A zvestoval evanjelium.
He didn't wait for people to come to his hotel room and hear about Jesus.
On nečakal na tej hotelovej izbe, aby ľudia prišli k nemu.
He went to where they were.
Ale on išiel tam, kde boli.
He went on their territory, their turf.
Išiel do ich územia, na ich územia.
And we need to do the same.
A my potrebujeme robiť to isté.
We see that in the Agora he meets two groups of people, the Epicureans and the Stoics.
A vidíme, že na tej Agore on stretol dva typy ľudí. To boli epikurejskí a stoickí.
And these are two different groups of philosophers or philosophy communities.
Dva rôzne prúdy filozofického učenia.
And I don't know what your imagination of philosophy is.
A neviem, ako si vy predstavujete filozofa.
Maybe for you it sounds like a really difficult and boring class in university.
Možno pre vás to vyzerá tak ako nejaká strašne nudná hodina alebo vyučovanie na vysokej škole.
Where you get books and try to read them and you have to read them like 20 times to understand what he's trying to say.
Alebo si zoberiete nejakú filozofickú knihu, snažíte sa to pochopiť, čítate to 20 krát a tak nepochopíte.
But remember, this is Athens. This is the city of wisdom.
Ale predstavte si tieto Atény, to bolo mesto múdrosti.
This is what these people are into.
Kde ľudia prichádzajú.
And for them, philosophy was not boring books, but it was life.
Pre nich filozofia neboli nudné knihy, pre nich to bol život.
Philosophies were ideas laid out that people could come around and live life together according to a group of certain ideas.
Vlastne tí filozofi to boli ľudia, okolo ktorých sa zgrupovali ďalší ľudia a podľa ich názorov vedeli kráčať životom, vedeli žiť.
It was a way of life or even a religion in a sense.
Bola to vlastne cesta života rôznych náboženstiev.
Athens still has some of that today.
Athens to ešte má dodnes.
There's an area, I forget the name of it, in Athens, and it's known as the anarchist area.
Je to nejaká, neviem, aká.
Just. It's like a part. Anarchist.
Anarchistická?
Yeah. So this is an area of town where a lot of people live who just really are against the system.
Sú to vlastne ľudia v tejto časti, ktorí sú už vlastne rozhodnutí ísť proti tomu systému, ktorý momentálne existuje.
And it's not just an idea for them, it's a lifestyle.
Ale nie je to len nejaká myšlienka, ale je to ich spôsob života.
And they're forming different communes and trying different alternative ways of living together.
Oni vlastne si vytvárajú také rôzne spôsoby života, ako žiť takto.
You know, they take ideas very seriously.
A berú tieto názory, tieto myšlenky veľmi vážne.
So Paul is running up against two groups of people, the Epicureans and the Stoics.
Tak vlastne Paul sa stretáva s dvomi typmi ľudí, sú to tí Epikurejci a Stoici.
And I just want to briefly share about the two of them. I don't want to go too long on that.
A veľmi stručne sa chcem zmieniť o nich.
If you want to learn more, you have to come to history class. We're studying the Greeks now at school. Every day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're welcome to come.
Takže keď sa chcete o tom dozvedieť viacej, tak môžete prísť a Erik vás naučí kedy, každý
piatok. 3 times a week, Greek history right now.
Anyway,
Epicureans. They're a kind of interesting group of people.
Je to skupina ľudí.
They follow this guy Epicurus. That was the guy's name?
To bolo meno nejakého človeka, ktorý sa volal Epicurus.
He was a philosopher.
Bol to philosopher.
Epicurus, yeah.
And, bol to filozof.
And he would invite people to his garden, to his yard.
A on vlastne pozýval ľudí do jeho zahrady.
And it was called the Garden of Pleasure.
A toto miesto sa volalo záhrada radosti, potešenia.
And they had some very weird ideas.
They
weren't exactly atheists, but they might as well have been. They weren't atheists, but they might as well have been. Atheists.
Ateisti, ale mohli by byť ateistami.
Exactly. Because they said, if there's God,
lebo oni hovorili, ak existuje Boh,
they're having such a good time wherever they're at.
Na nebi, tak v tom nebi bude čo?
No. If there are gods,
ak je Boh,
they're having a great time. They're having such a good time that they don't care about us.
Aha, že vlastne sa má tak dobre, že nemá čas na to, aby sa staral o vás.
We're alone.
My sme sami, opustení.
They are not going to bother us positive or negatively. The gods are not going to affect us positively or negatively.
Vlastne bohovia nás nejakým spôsobom nemôžu ovplyvniť, či už pozitívne alebo negatívne.
We are alone in this thing called life.
My sme úplne opustení a sami.
And since the gods don't care about us, we don't need to care about them.
A keďže sa bohovia nestarajú o nás, tak my sa vôbec nemusíme starať o nich.
We don't need to sacrifice, we don't need to worship them.
My sa nemusíme nejakým spôsobom obetovať a my ich nemusíme uctievať.
There are no rules to follow.
Neexistujú žiadne princípy toho nasledovania.
There are no absolutes.
Neexistujú žiadne absolúty.
All we are is matter. All we are is physical.
Všetko, čo sme, to je len fyzické, to fyzické, čo vidíme.
When we die, we go to nothing.
A keď zomrieme, nejdeme nikam.
All of life is right now.
A celý život sa odohráva práve tu, v tejto chvíli.
And since all of life is right now, let's try to make a good time of it.
Tak teraz si z neho robíme najlepší čas, aký dokážeme. Prežijeme to najlepšie.
Let's get as much pleasure as we can in the moment.
Zoberme z neho čo najviac požitku, koľko môžeme.
Which led to a lot of hedonism, which is just, you know. Okay, basically they were the let's enjoy life and be the party animals of Athens.
Aha, takže nech sa páči, tak si vlastne užívajme života a budeme tými zvieratami iba teda.
Eat, drink and be merry for tomorrow you die.
Aha, takže a to poznáme, to je veľmi dobre, že jedzme, pijme, zabávajme sa, pretože zajtra zomrieme.
Everything is now.
Všetko je práve teraz.
That was what they lived and they lived it out.
Takže vlastne toto bola tá ich filozofia, ako oni žili.
Then you got on the other extreme, you got the Stoics.
A druhým extrémom boli Stoici.
Actually the Stoics started right there in Athens Agora. That's where they started the whole philosophy.
Takže vlastne celú tú svoju filozofiu oni začali v Atenách na tej Agore.
Paul was literally preaching in their territory.
A Pavel kázal doslovne v ich území.
They had a big school where lots and lots of people came and learned about their philosophy.
Ľudí prichádzalo na toto miesto, aby sa v ich školách učili o ich filozofii.
And they basically said there is a God out there, but he's just this logos. He's just kind of big idea.
Ono existuje nejaký Boh, ale je to iba slovo, je to iba nejaká veľká myšlienka.
And we are basically alone.
Ale aj tak sme naozaj sami.
Except for one thing.
Iba okrem jednej.
There's this pesky, or this thing called fate.
Že existuje viera.
No, not a fate. Fate.
Osud.
Yeah, fate. Where things happen to us that we have absolutely no control over.
Veci sa nám dejú a my nemáme žiadnu kontrolu nad týmito vecami, ktoré sa nám dejú.
And since we have no control over it, life pretty much sucks most of the time.
Takže keďže nemáme žiadnu kontrolu, tak život nás strašne tak ako vyčerpáva.
You know, it's difficult.
Je ťažký.
You know, life is hard.
Život je ťažký.
And life is just physical.
Ale život je iba ten fyzický.
And the best way to go through it.
A najlepší spôsob, ako o ním prejdeme,
is just kind of follow what they felt was like these natural laws. Just a
takže najlepší spôsob, ako môžeme ním prejsť, je vlastne dodržiavať tie prirodzené zákony.
And hold on to the things they could control and let go of the things they couldn't.
Tak dodržiavajme to a budete najlepšie, čo môžeme robiť.
You've seen those, and I really hate these things because they're all over the place. You know these, you see them all over Facebook, be calm and da da da.
Yeah.
You know, it's all over, right? Be calm and whatever. Be calm and whatever. That would be the Stoic philosophy. Chill out, be calm, and just ride through life.
No, takže ukludni sa a vlastne urob toto a môžeš prejsť svojim životom.
Endure it, because you're alone.
Vydrž to, pretože aj tak si sám.
And all you're going to live for is right now.
A všetko, čo máme, je iba ten život práve teraz, v tejto chvíli.
Now, I don't think we have too many people in Bratislava who say, yeah, I'm a Stoic or I'm an Epicurean.
Nemyslím si, že by sme mohli nájsť veľa ľudí v Bratislave, ktorí sa môžu priradiť k týmto epikurejcom alebo stoikom.
But we have people who live that way.
Ale ľudia takýmto spôsobom žijú.
Who don't feel they have control over their lives.
Ktorí vôbec nemajú kontrolu nad ich vlastnými životmi.
Who don't feel that there's any right or wrong.
Ktorí si vôbec nemyslia, že je niečo správne alebo nesprávne.
Who feel that they're alone in this life.
Cítia sa opustení.
That there is nothing more than the here and now.
Ktorí veria tomu, že neexistuje nič viac, než to, čo teraz práve zažívame a vidíme.
That when we die, that's it.
A keď zomrieme, tak je koniec.
And Paul is speaking to these guys.
A Pavel týmto ľuďom vlastne hovoril, alebo s nimi diskutoval.
And in verse 18 it says, these guys start to dispute or argue with him.
A v verši 18 vlastne vidíme, že oni sa s ním začali hádať.
These two extremely different philosophers, groups of philosophers come together and start fighting Paul.
A vlastne oni sa k nemu otočili a mu vraveli Pavlovi.
And they said, some of them asked, what is this babbler trying to say? And others remarked, he seems to be advocating foreign gods.
A vlastne jedni hovorili, čo to chce ten žváplač povedať? A iní zase, zdá sa byť zvestovateľom cudzích bohov.
Said, you know, this guy's mixing things up. We don't understand him.
Takže oni mali v tom zmetok, nerozumeli mu.
And he's pushing gods. We don't need more gods. We got plenty of gods around here.
No, on tam dáva nejakého ďalšieho boha a my tu máme kopu bohov.
And anyways, they don't care about us anyways.
My sa aj tak nezaujímame.
The scriptures here tell us why they reacted this way, though.
A písmo nám hovorí, že prečo oni takto reagovali.
The end of verse 18. They said this because Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection.
A vlastne Biblia nám to vysvetľuje, že prečo takto reagovali, lebo na konci toho 18. verša je napísané, že on im vlastne zvestoval a ukázal evanjelium. On im hovoril.
Notice it describes the message as good news.
A vlastne to evanjelium je ako dobrá správa, dobré posolstvo.
The good news about Jesus and the resurrection. Because essentially what Paul was talking about when he speaks about Jesus and the resurrection is this.
Pretože v skutočnosti to, o čom hovoril Pavel, bolo rozpráva o Ježišovi a o jeho vzkriesení.
The good news is this.
A to je tá dobrá správa.
We're not alone.
Že nie sme sami.
We're not alone.
Nie sme sami.
There is a God who actually cares.
Existuje Boh, ktorý sa stará.
He cares.
Na nás záleží.
He cares enough to be the Emmanuel.
Ktorému na nás tak záležalo, že on sa stal tým Emanuelom.
To wrap himself in flesh and blood and live amongst us.
Ktorý sa stal telom a žil medzi nami.
And that life, because of him, life is not just about the now.
A práve kvôli nemu ten život, ktorý žijeme, nie je len životom práve teraz, v tejto chvíli.
But it's life eternal.
Ale je to ten večný život.
It's resurrection.
Je to vzkriesenie.
The gospel, it's not Like the Epicureans escaping through pleasure, through enjoyment.
Že ten život nie je vlastne uniknúť tým problémom v živote, tak ako chceli Epikurejci, len tým potešením a návalom.
It's not the Stoics just opening their hand, empty-handed, enduring life.
Ani nie ten postoj tých Stoikov, ktorí len otvorili svoje ruky a povedali, OK, my to nejako vydržíme.
It's embracing Jesus, the God who is near.
Ale je to prilnutie sa k Ježišovi, k Bohu, ktorý je tu.
Who won't let us alone.
Ktorý nás nezanechal.
And offers us life now and forevermore.
Ale ponúkol nám život na teraz aj na veky.
I'm just going to end here. I just want to encourage us, let us be people who live and move and have our being in Jesus.
A tak ja vás chcem povzbudiť, aby sme boli ľuďmi, ktorí sú, kráčajú s Ježišom stále.
Let's pray for hearts that beat and love the things that Jesus loves.
A modlíme sa za to, aby sme mali naše srdcia zjednotené v tom rovnakom plkote so srdcom Pána Ježiša.
That our heart will break over the things in our city.
Aby naše srdce bolo zlomené nad tými vecami, ktoré vidíme v našom meste.
That we would respond by reasoning with people and engaging people with the gospel.
Aby sme mali tú túžbu zasiahnuť týchto ľudí evanjeliom, spojiť sa s nimi.
That we would point people to the God who cares for us.
Ukázali ľuďom na Ježiša, na Boha, ktorý sa zaujíma, ktorý sa stará.
Who won't leave us alone.
Ktorý nás nezanechá.
Who is here now and forever.
Ktorý je tu, teraz aj na veky.
That's our mission.
A to je naša misia.
Individually and as a church.
Ako jednotlivcov, ale ako celá
cirkev. You may be thinking, well, you know, that was nice for Paul. I'm not the Apostle Eric or the Apostle Paya. You know, Paul's a little bit different than me, you know. Paul's a little...
No, že môžeme rozmýšľať nad tým, že Pavel bol trochu iný ako ja.
You know, let's just pray for it.
Ale modlíme sa za to.
Let's pray that we would live and move and have our being in Him.
Modlíme sa za to, aby sme mohli byť Jemu podobní.
So let's do that right now, and then we're going to have just one more song of worship and then a time of fellowship. Lord, we just thank you for the fact that you love us. Lord, you're willing to live and die for us.
Že ty si za nás žil aj umrel.
And you beat death, Lord, and you come back, Lord, to take us home with you.
Že ty, Pane Ježišu, aj prídeš a zoberieš nás, aby sme mohli byť s tebou doma.
Lord, you put good news into our life.
Že ty si nám doniesol tú dobrú správu do našich životov.
Lord, help us to be people who shout out your good news.
Pane Ježišu, daj nám, aby sme boli tým ľuďom, ktorí budú kričať.
That we won't be quiet, we won't hold back. But we will be moving forward with you. Living with you. Identifying with you. And we just pray these things in your great name. Amen.